Blog Talk Radio.
Put it together. Also, I'm writing a second comic book now. Okay. Is it what's the title of this? Do you have one
now? My co-host that co-hosts the show with me, Ant-Man, he came up with an idea when he was little called Pencil Man, and I decided to write it about him having graphite in his body and being able to repel bullets and everything because, you know, graphite is hard, and that's the element that you can make lead out of. So it's pretty cool. I came up with a good idea, and he's loving it, so I'm writing it now.
Okay, good deal. Black, you got anything for TAZ? Is Black still with us?
Yo, I'm here.
Okay, well, were you sleeping already? I know it's
not your
bedtime, man, but dang.
That kid was silent to death. He was silent to death. He didn't say nothing.
I was yawning for a minute.
Yeah, Black's getting up there.
A little bit.
Black, he said, do you got anything for me, man? You got a question for me? I'll give you a question. Ask me all how right. long I've been doing this. Okay, Black asked me how long I was doing this, y'all. Okay, Black, I've been doing this all my life, before you was born, before Mr. Buzz was born. I've been writing since I was 12, and I've been writing poetry, really song lyrics, and they turn into songs every now and then, you know, and I'm doing writing three CDs right now as we speak. I do a lot of writing and still find enough time to go to the gym and go to work and do a regular
right.
job.
Right, there you go. A lot of people can't even write, let alone go and do a regular job and everything else. So now you got a lot of work. You got a lot of work, PAZ.
The first cut I want y'all to play though is to promote my CD because I got a CD out. It's all over the net.
Okay.
iTunes is on. Spotify is on. CD Baby. You can just Google it. It's on various other outlets as well, all over the net. It's Year 4, and Year is spelled Y-E-A-R, like Year is supposed to be spelled. Year 4, the 4 part is spelled F-O-R-E, Year 4, and just put Taz or T-A-Z, and you'll be able to download the 15 tracks for $10. 15 tracks, $10. Usually it's $1 a track. So I'm giving you 5 for free, feel me? So
go
download it. Help a brother out so he can buy some draws.
You want to get some draws, y'all? You hear them? So go buy a couple of stacks.
I want Black draws, so they cost a little bit more. give me some CDs here. Nigga needs some panties. The skit song, 3. That's on the CD, skit number 3. That was helped with our cousin J Bug, Caroline, Miss Caroline, and Indigo Poetess is on this. All 4 of us is ad-libbing. It wasn't written, it's ad-lib. Just skit number 3. You see it in there in the queue?
I'm looking for it in the queue right now. We got about 30 songs, Bug. Is it titled Skit 3?
Skit 3.
S-K-I-T. Okay, Year 4. Okay, I got you. I found it. All right, y'all.
All right.
Jump into the skit, T-A-Z. And then when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Nephew Black, his, his love life. You know, I heard somebody supposed to be finding him a date on Facebook. We're going to talk about a little bit more about that when we get back. The Buzz is Black Shell Day, man. Right here, Radio.
Excuse me, ma'am. You can't go beyond this point. What are you doing here? I'm looking for the president. You don't know me? You don't know who I am?
I'm the
Where
head of
is,
security.
I do not care if
Excuse
you're the head of
me.
What? Where is the president? Tell him I am here looking for him.
Ma'am.
Get his ass out here
Now.
Okay, we got somebody crazy in the White House. Let me call my people.
Sister, where is he? Tell him I'm in here looking for him. Get his ass out
know
here
you.
Now.
He don't know you.
I'm looking for the president.
I know everybody he knows.
Listen, Chick.
You don't belong
tell
here.
Tell him to get his ass.
Hey, hold up. I'll get the president. What's going on here? Mr. Music, you come over here and you interrupt me in an important meeting. What's going on out here? I hear the noise all the way in my office.
I gotta be honest with you, bro. I mean, seriously, I heard some cackling out in the hallway.
Cackling.
And then I walked around the corner and saw these two fine niggas. And they just wanted to see you.
Mistress? What the hell are you doing back here? I mean, I thought it was over with us.
No, I'm here to see you.
You here to see me?
Yes, you.
Hold on. Head of security, how did you get involved in this?
Well, first of all, Mr. President, I tried to tell the lady that you wouldn't want to see her because she is not on the list. So you need to let us know what's going on.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Mistress, you go in the back room, and I'll see you in a few minutes. Head of security, go back to your post. Make sure you walk real slow. Minister of Music,
get out.
Make sure I don't tarry too long in this room with the mistress.
I need to become the president. Look at this.
Okay, mistress. We hear it once again. What is the deal? I mean, you come up here and walk up in here. I mean, what's going on?
Well, I heard your wife left your ass again.
Yes, she did. She left me.
Really?
So what does that have to do with you?
Me and you and I together, you know. Those were the favorite things that we used to do.
Uh-huh.
No, I know you miss all that. But anyway.
Yeah, I do.
You know, me and you know, I can make you look good, boo.
Wow.
Yes.
Like a new suit, huh?
Yeah, and some panties and some high heels.
Uh-huh.
A little this and a little that.
You know,
but anyway, look, she left your ass. That's just it.
I am here to take
my place in the White House.
Why are you yelling away.
There's a bunch
me.
Of black people here.
Why are you yelling
because,
at me?
Let me catch you with somebody else and see what happens, dude.
Damn.
But look, don't play with me. She left your ass, and I'm here to take the place. Well, I don't really have to take the place. I am the first lady.
Where is
the
minister of music?
I don't know, but he needs to stay his ass outside.
He really
needs
to come in here.
No. Look,
because I feel
me
like
and you.
The president needs
to raise his foot and kick somebody out of his room. What the president needs to do is calm his ass down. Because I'm here now.
What?
We're going to do this thing together.
What?
There ain't no ifs, ands about it.
Has you lost your mind?
No, we ain't lost my mind. I mean, I ain't lost my mind.
You sound like you did to me just a minute
but come
ago.
Come on, baby. You know we good together. Me and you. Us. Bam. I mean, what? Look.
Excuse me. There is a helicopter or something waiting for you outside, Mr. President. I don't know.
I don't care what it is. I'll take the something. Mistress.
Hey, but where are you going?
Here we go again.
Yeah, you always leaving the room.
I wouldn't have left if you would have got naked this time, but you decided to show your ass.
Put your glasses on. You don't see all this in front of you?
I see craziness. It's just written with C R crazy.
Well, you just
all over.
You just gone to do.
I love you,
look,
but you have a nice life.
You just gone to do what you have to do, and I've been here waiting on you with those little red high heels that you like so much. Now, okay.
I like that.
Yo, I tell you what, the president TAZ is one of the most scandalous dogs I ever met in my life.
Because I like that.
I mean, you think that's good or something? You ain't heard it all yet, for real. Y'all pick up that year four. Get it on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever. Wherever you can get music at online, it is on there. And
yeah, it's all over the net. All over.
You're going to hear some craziness, along with some hot music as well. That's what I'm
like. Black, did you like that?
I did like that. I did like that. I need to get on a track with you one time, though.
You spit, bro?
Yeah. I mean, it would be my first time, but I'm ready.
Okay. Well, we can do it. Because that's how I do. Or does. Hey, let's get on this love life, man. I want to hear this.
Man. What's going on with this love life with Nephew Black, man? People online doing auctions for Nephew Black. Don't think I didn't see that post. What's this all about, man? Chill,
listen. I'm just trying to find a date, you know? I don't care who it is. I ain't got no standards at this moment. So,
well, you need some. Because you don't want nobody. You don't want to go on a date. We be talking about, well, Nephew Black is in a bag. A body bag. What? You do want a neck and a pretty face, right? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I took a shot on this website. I went on plentyoffish.com.
Don't sound promising.
Yeah, it don't sound promising.
But
go on.
So I got on this site and I met this girl. And, you know, I was trying to go visit her and stuff. So Nephew Black, I got on a Greyhound bus and I traveled to Morgantown, West Virginia. And it was pretty much, I got catfish pretty much. this girl, first, I knew how tall she was. Like, I thought she was probably like 5'6" or something. I met this girl, and she was like taller than Shaq.
Oh wow!
And
that's awkward.
I was like,
very awkward.
I'm like, wait a minute. I said, "Do you play in the NBA?" That's what I asked her. But anyway, she ended up not being who she said she was. So pretty much, I got right back on the bus.
Oh, man. She told me, first of all, she lied about what she looked like. She sent me some pictures.
You sound like you're talking out of a spaceship.
Yeah.
What did she say she was?
What she said she was like some kind of scientist that worked at Morgantown University. I mean, she did work at Morgantown University, but WVU.
Okay, dang all that. How she look, bro? Come on.
If I could think of a description, her face kind of looked like Mama Harper from the Mama's Family.
What?
And, that's what she looked like in the face. She's like 7 feet tall, looks like Mama Harper, and I can't even describe what her teeth look like. Probably Mr. Ed would be the most appropriate description.
Wow.
Okay.
So you gave her an apple and left, right?
She didn't even get an apple. Actually, I bought her a $5 footlong. She got a $5 footlong, and that's what she got. She probably ate in about 2 seconds, but it was a bad experience, pretty much. So I don't know if anybody's listening right now. I mean, I don't know. I'll take a date. I'll travel anywhere.
I got a question though. Didn't you used to have somebody?
I did used to have somebody a couple of years ago.
Oh, Lord. I kind of remember her being in the room one time we did a radio show, if that was the person.
Yeah. She got, I remember the show, like, she was asking questions, like trying to ask you what my nickname was for her and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you just don't have any luck in the world when it comes to women. You said Mama Harper. Wow. That's a for real. If anybody's listening, anybody at all, please help the nigga out. He will do whatever. He said he'll go anywhere too. So there you go. There you go. At least take him out to a better spot than Subway.
You go on Black Planet. It's free. You don't have to pay no money for no site, dating site. You can find some for free. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So go to Black Planet, and then put in, you know, age and all that. You got to put in some kind of qualification.
Yes, like we want to help you out.
And everybody that's listening to this, please pray for him. I don't know how you pray for a dude that's named Black. You go, Lord, please watch over Black. And Jesus might ask you, there's a couple people named Black. Whole nation of Blacks. Is you talking about the nation? No, specific dudes. He went out with one of your animals, Lord. And he's having bad luck.
Oh, Lord, Black, we're going to help you out, man. We're going to help you out.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
We're going to get you somebody. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. But right now, we're going to jump into my boy, DJ J-Waves. He is the official DJ for the Buzz and Black Show. He's one of my good friends. You can check him out, anybody who lives in the Ohio Valley. You can check him out at the Steel Mill Bar and Grill down in Martins Ferry. He DJs every Friday night down there. Check him out. He does his thing down there. But we're going to jump into a six-minute mix. He originally did a 16-minute mix, but knowing Blog Talk Radio, they only let you allow certain megabytes or whatnot, so he had to cut it down a little bit. But this is DJ J-Rage, his first mix on the Bugs and Black Show. When we get back, we want to chat more with TAZ, listen to more of his tracks, and have fun with Black and Mama Harper. So, that's the Black Show, baby.
Many tried to come close.
Mixing the DJ J Rage.
My big fish hush trying to make him such. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Two plates, I'm straight. I stay my plate, I stay. I'm a smooth operator.
I drop top of my wheel, baby.
That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
That custom brightly make you feel some type of way.
It's what my title say. Me and my homie DJ Ho, he feel some type of way.
Okay, now let me real, I know you feel some type of way.
I know you true.
When I get to bite no her ear, she make that Tyson face.
Don't look like that.
I drop down to my knees, thankful for life today.
Thank you, love.
No nap, bitch, long sleep. Hibernate.
Let go.
I can tell if he 12,
yeah.
Right away.
Don't fuck with
go through hell, cause I care, move you far away. Drop you off late, no, he feel some type of way. I got hoes, like golf trying to make what Tiger made. I gotta hide away, and I go there sometimes to get my mind a break. I find a way to still get through the struggle, what I'm trying to say. And I ain't lying today when I tell you that I love my nigga. Been such trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Two plates, I'm straight. I stay my place, I stay. I'm a smooth operator.
I drop top of my wheel, baby.
That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
That custom brightly make you feel some type of way.
I'm shining, ho.
This bitch on we got me feeling some type of way.
Okay.
Is it cause my homie's rich, you feel some type of way?
That right,
some type of way. Make you feel some type of way. Heard she wanna fuck me, know you feel some type of way. Mr. CEO, it's what my title say. Me and my homies, DJ Ho, he feel some type of way.
Chi-chi. My presence in these heaven been the same since I was young. As I walk inside the place, and niggas start to feel something. Cuffing her, bitch, you should. Talking slick, I wish you would. Paying the DJ to play your shit as if it really sounded good. Then hookah and some rock, I feel some kind of way. I'm it, fuck the bitch, they call it Paul all day. I can give a fuck what anybody really gotta say. When they talking, she lit, cause they feel some type of way. Shawty, I hope you ain't worried about your head today. Chris on a piece of puss, I'm known to get chat away. And make you wake up talking about how you wanna marry me. That's the crazy shit that happened every Saturday. My bitch call me and say, JD, I think it's about time that you put them in their place. Let them know that it's levels to this shit. And you and the niggas ain't running in the same fucking race.
That car driving make you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
That custom brightening make you feel some type of way.
I'm
trying to hope. See, bitch, and we got me feeling some type of way. Is it cause my homies rich, you feel some type of way? Some type of way, make you feel some type of way. Heard she wanna fuck me, know you feel some type of way. Mr. CEO, it's what my titles.
You're in the mix with DJ J Ray.
Yo, we are back live here, Bugs and Black Show, chilling with Nephew Blizzak and my Uncle T.A.Z. Listen, I said I wasn't going
to talk about this at all, because, number one, I'm not trying to cuss. Shout out to my mom for putting me in check last Saturday. But what's y'all's thoughts on this Trayvon Martin case? I just want to hear what y'all have to. Yeah, I already know, but I want you to say it anyway. But we'll start with Nephew Black. What's your thoughts on this whole verdict?
And really, I really don't even have any words to say. I mean, it don't matter to me what they say happens, because you can't get both sides of things when there's a teenage boy that's dead, trying to defend himself. I hear things like, that Zimmerman was trying to be a UFC fighter and all this stuff, trying to protect his whatever he's trying to protect. But the first thing I think of is when the dispatcher told him not to follow him. That's it right there. There's no need for him to pursue. There's no need for Trayvon Martin to be dead right now over some Skittles and iced tea.
Yeah, I agree. Like you said, you know, they told him to stay in his car and don't pursue Trayvon Martin, and he did anyway. So, you know, T.A.Z.
In the Wild West, if you ever watch a Wild West movie,
yeah.
And this is point blank and to the point, they hang you for stealing horses and shooting horses. And they hang you for shooting an unarmed man. Now, do I need to say anymore? I don't need to say anymore. Because that's what they used to do back in the Wild West. They didn't even have no trial. He didn't have no gun. You going down. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way it should have been this time.
Yeah.
I agree.
How can you get beat down and you got a gun? Come on, son.
Yeah.
And then they say he died with his earpiece in his ear. So, obviously, when he was throwing him on the ground, his earpiece should have came out. This guy said today, I walk around with earpiece all day long, and I always got to adjust it all day long. So I know good and well if he was banging his head on the ground, it would have came out.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Sure.
Something's fishy down there anyway, because the way they handled it was wrong. He was in the morgue days before his parents even knew where he was at. Come on. Something was wrong.
Something's wrong.
They was getting
wrong. Now, last night I saw a YouTube video on my, after my friend Antiezzi's friend, Cat Maxwell. And dude was pretty much talking about how the whole thing went down, and he did it in a humorous way as well, but he got his point across. I'm trying to find the video and let everyone know what the link is so I can find it, but I don't know, T.A.Z., if you saw that video, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I reposted it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's actually, it says, man explains why Zimmerman is guilty and how the fight with Trayvon Martin went down. It's about a 10-minute video, I believe. And he gives his own version of what happened, and it kind of makes sense because he's keeping it real, but he does it in a humorous way. So everyone, check that YouTube video out for anyone who's been following this whole case and all. But yeah, with that said, that's all I'm gonna say on that case right there. It's done. It's over with, and I hope something else comes of it. But we'll just wait and see. But anyway. T.A.G., do you have a release date for the Shea Diamond comic book? Since we were talking about it earlier.
He don't. We got to pray for the dude to color the pages. No, he don't. I want to say next month. It's going to be within 2 months, hopefully.
Okay. Good deal. I've seen a couple pages that he posted on his Facebook, and I like what I'm seeing. I do. He's real talented.
You also could go to Hub Pages and check it out and read it, because I got 18 pages up.
Okay, good deal. I feel you. I know what you mean when you're talking about they kind of color it in and everything, because one of Ray's boys had sent me a picture to just color on a computer, and that thing took me about a week and a half to finish, and I really didn't even finish it. So I know what you mean when you say he has to finish painting it. It takes a lot of patience to do that.
Yeah. He does the colors. The dude in Australia, his last name is Appleby.
Okay. Good deal. Well, Nephew Black, when are you going to be coming out with your CD?
With my CD?
I need to come out
with a single first.
I thought CD meant cash on delivery. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh,
he said COD, didn't he?
Yeah, I always say CD.
He ain't say no CD. He stands for cut down. Come on, son.
Sometimes sometimes I need my CDs. They're for my car, so, you know.
Mr. Burns, rip that Soul Civility. It's Life Music. You know, me and Chris, Life Music / ATAZP. It should be the only one on there. Life. It starts with life.
Okay. I got you.
You
right
see
here.
It?
You wanna, I got you. Got you.
Play that. That's one of the jazz tracks from me and Chris CD. Our cousin Chris Jordan.
Chris Jordan, who I'm going to try to have on the show next week. He's going to get back to me, but we definitely want to have him on the show.
He's playing the keys on this track, and I'm doing all the rest of the instruments program.
Okay.
This
is a hot track. So we're going to jump into this, and we will be back here. Bugs and Black Show with TAZ. Loud Talk Radio. That was T.A.Z., the Chris Jordan Soul Civility. That was a smooth track, though.
Yeah, we got like about 8, and the heck with Chris talking about, we getting ready to I'm getting ready to drop these because he taking too long. I mean, you know, I understand he's an artist, but I do music and continue to do music. I've been done with that 2 years ago. Let's get it out. I'm giving it going to drop it out.
Right.
That song's on my SoundClick page. It's SoundClick SoundClick.com/ another TAZ production. And also, I'm on SoundCloud, and that's SoundCloud.com/ another TAZ production again.
All right, TAZ's all over the internet.
Yeah. And they all got different tracks on there, because when you listen to them, you'd be like, whoa, I ain't heard this. And, there's some old stuff. There's some new stuff. The newer stuff is on SoundCloud, but the old stuff all over. MySpace, I got MySpace too, another TAZ production. That's the radio show.
With MySpace. Did you get a new profile? Or you still have your old profile from MySpace?
I still got the old profile, but it looked different because I just went on there the other day and they changed everything up. It's kind of slick looking.
Yeah, I can't remember my password to save the life out of me. I don't even know what my username was or my email that I use it with. So,
wow.
I haven't logged on in like 3 years. Black, do you have a MySpace?
I used to. I'm about to make another one. I got a name for my first single when it comes out, so I just made it up while we was listening to that song. So I might let y'all know in a little bit.
Okay. There you go.
Well, so what is your rap name gonna be, Black?
It's gonna be Nephew Black. That's going to be my name.
Boy, I tell you. So, it'd be easy doing his album cover, Mr. Bugs. It'd just be Black. Be like, damn, whose album cover is this? This nigga, he down with Trayvon or something. He blacked out the album. Because all these Negroes on Facebook got blacked out status pages. I'm like, I understand y'all protest, but, man, put your face back up on there.
I do feel you on that, for real. So, I was just on ESPN just a minute ago, and I see that your boys let go of Mike Miller.
Man, I'm mad about that.
It's about time. Right? I mean, you know, they got to make some room for somebody, because they're getting ready to get old boy. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I hope they don't get old boy,
but I know they get ready to get him.
And he said he won't play with him, of course, because he won a ring. ride LeBron and get a ring. That's what they're telling him. That's how they get him down there. You just got to ride LeBron and get a ring, because he going to be good for the next 3 or 4 years. Ride LeBron and get a ring. I'm about ready to come out and play ball. Ride LeBron.
Three. Think about Oaten, is he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to play that many minutes, though. Really.
He's got to play at least, I say, at least 30.
You think?
Because you want to clog up the middle, and you want to keep that. Keep the Chris Bosh from playing center, so he can play where he naturally play at as big power forward.
Right,
and then it's
going
to be a whole lot of flying. If they have him, it'll open up Chris' game offensively, so he won't have to be worn down guarding all of just to got to depend on him to guard the center all the time. So therefore, he can fly from the side, catch a little toss like Birdman be doing. You know it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. If they get him, it's going to be ugly. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I ain't saying three-peat, but I know Pat Riley invented the word. And he's the general manager, ain't he?
Yeah, he's the GM.
Yeah, he invented three-peat, so he getting ready to get paid, too, because, you know, every time they use it, he get paid. He copyrighted the word. Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of money for everybody. They're going to use the three-peat money alone just to pay Odin. I don't like Florida. Florida ain't a state. I said it. I said it on.
I agree.
Florida ain't a state, and Miami needs to move somewhere else.
I agree.
But, I mean, that's the only part of Florida I like.
Florida be tripping. Florida been tripping for a couple years now.
Yeah, they got to go. They ain't no state. They ain't no state. We got 49 states. That's all. We really got 50 when we take Puerto Rico in. We got 50 states. Florida ain't part of it. They ain't part of it. They are the most racist state in America.
Right.
And there's a lot of racist states, but they are pretty much on the top of it right now.
Yeah, they on the top. They for sure are.
The Stevie Wonder band said he ain't playing there. There's a couple other artists said they're not playing there no more until they get rid of the stand your ground law.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it. It's just so sad. We got to go back through old times. They need to play Roots on TV again. And wake these other Negroes up that don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
But the revolution will come quick, fast, and I heard we play Roots on TV again. And they need to play it over loudspeakers in Florida so everybody hear it.
Right.
Be walking to work. I said, Kunta, do you want your foot? Oh, no. Chicken George, talking about, you better do what Master say, because if not, we all going to be have to stand in the tall grass and hide from them. That's what?
Oh, man.
Please do not. They need the air.
Oh, man, so. We're going to jump into another TAZ track here. Anything specifically you want to be heard?
It was that third one. Let me see. Trying to think.
It was that TAZ and J-Bug track, Where They At.
Yeah, you can play that one. That's me.
Okay.
Me, I think that's me and J-Bug, Where They At.
Yeah, but
yeah, that's off of year four CD. Go get it, please.
Another one. We're giving you another
go get
track.
It, please. Nigga need draws and some lemonade.
You
I'm just throwing in what I need right now. I know I'm getting about 28,000 downloads on my shows, so. Yeah, we need lemonade and draws, and I'm gonna think of something else after the song go off.
Here we go, TAZ and J-Bug, Where They At, and we'll be back after this.
Steps in the joint with a Z. Presidential swag and the love is on me. Feel me when I come through the party and it stops. Papa rock state picks and they pop. I'm rocking this thing, oh so for real. Case in point that I go out to chill. Not stressing on the fact that I'm blessed. Easing my mind from this presidential mess. Girl walks up, Secret Service, they press. Waver on through, girl with the black dress. Looking real hot with the so thick thighs. He says, let's dance, no surprise. We did our thing out there on the floor. Party people screaming, they want some more. We walked off just straight to the back. At the door, hear them yelling, Where They At. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the press is in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the press is in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at.
Yo, Mr. President. It's your boy Jack Bauer. Let me solve your drama in 24 hours. Radar with More money and power than Madoff. Now I gotta hit the shower. So hot through DC, made you the Redskins. Wizard of the game, go tell your friends. The Nationals are in town. I heard it from a boy, a cat from Georgetown. Yep, love the Hoyas. Fly through the streets like Air Force One. Lyrics and beats blazing like the sun. Foreign policy and the national Huns. Secret service for the chick that met at the club. Dude thought he ran game, we ran seasons. Earth, wind, and fire, don't ask me for reasons. Cause I might sound short, tell you what it's meant with T-A-Z, Mr. President.
Throw the chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. If you feeling this track, nod your head. Presidential order, heard what I said. I'm back in the party, and it's hot. Re-election bids insane, don't stop. Real for my head's about to spin. Can't take no more re-election win. The pressures of the world, but I feel stressed. Waver on food, girl with the black dress. Not tripping on the fact that I'm blessed. Easing my mind from this presidential mess. Looking real with the so thick thighs. She says, let's dance, no surprise. We did our thing out there on the floor. Party people yelling, they want some more. We walked off just straight to the back. At the door, hear them screaming, where they at, where they throw at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at.
Where they at?
Where they at?
Where they at? I had to keep saying where they at all the way through the track. I just didn't tape it and replace it in. I had to say it all the way through. Where they at? Where they at? I had to get. It had to be on rhythm.
Right. That's a bad track. I like that a lot. You and J-Bug, y'all always work well together.
Did you like it, Black?
I was showing that track. I was where they at, bouncing my shoulders over here.
Yeah, yeah. I try to put it in. You know, put a little of the up to date little bull that they be doing now. I almost cut. I had to bite my tongue on that.
What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to send that track to DJ J Rage, have him play it down at the steel mill. That's a club hit right there. I'm going to send it to a couple DJ Rich Brown out of Columbus and a couple other DJs friends that I'm down with. So you're going to get that played because that track is hot for real.
Well, thanks, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence on the First Plugs and Black Show.
Yeah, that's cool. I hope I'll be able to be in the chat room or, you know, listen to you online. Click in and listen to it online. Blog Talk just didn't set me up with no new status. I had to change and use another email address so I could get another page there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Also,
so thank you guys. Have a good show. And hey, Darlene says she want her money now. I'm telling you what she said.
Absolutely, she's going to get it. Absolutely, it'll be in the mail.
All right then, Kat. Y'all take care. Black, find somebody, man. And on the intro, I don't know if you heard it the first time, but the voice said, is his name really Black?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, okay. I'll take care. Have some good shows, man. Get some guests on.
Yeah,
get some guests on.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you.
All right. Peace.
All right. Peace out. Peace out.
I need draws. Peace.
All right, Ness. Well, we got about 8 minutes left. What is on your mind for the last part of this first show? I think we had a pretty good show.
Well, first thing is on my mind is I want to send a quick shout out real quick. My homegirl, her name is Ricky. I call her Pretty Ricky. Her grandma's sick right now, so I want to send some prayers out to her grandma. I think the show is going all right. I'm looking forward to next week already. The name of my new single, when it comes out, I want everybody to hear it first right here. It's going to be called You Hit It First, But I Hit It Last. And that's the name of my single.
Okay, You Hit It First, But I Hit It Last?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. Are you going to get together with TAZ?
I'm going to get together with it. We need to lace a track.
Okay. That's what's good.
I need some draws, too. I need draws, too.
Nigga. Oh, man. So, that's what's up. And like you said, I'm giving a double shout-out to your friend, Ricky. I hope your grandmother is okay. Definitely will be praying for her as well. So, got about 6 minutes left. I think I'm going to play one of my favorite cuts off of the new Jay-Z album, off the Magna Carta. This is the track featuring his wife, Beyonce. Have you heard this new track, Black?
I haven't heard it.
Part 2, On the Run? Yeah,
I haven't heard it.
Okay. Right. We're going to jump into this, and when we be back, we'll be ready to say our goodbyes. Bugs the Black
right.
Show.
My Mercedes, my baby mama harder than a lot of you niggas. Keep it 100, hit the lottery, nigga. You ain't about that life, ain't got a lot of me, nigga. You know it to the death, I hope it's I be the nigga. Cross the line, speak about mine, I'ma wave the tech. I'm a geek about mine, touch the nigga where it's rib back. I click clack, put your motherfucking wig back. I did that, I've been wildin' since the juvie. She was a good girl till she knew me. Now she's in the drop, busting you, we screaming. Deeper than words, be on right, die for your love, be on life, sweet as the Jesus piece, be on ice, blind me baby with your neon light, Ray-Ban's on, police in sight, oh what a beautiful death, let's both wear white, if you go to heaven and they bring me to hell, just sneak out and meet me, bring a box of L, she fell in love with the bad guy, what you doing with them rat guys, them rat guys. With me, girl, but you see it. If it's me or you against the world, then so be it.
I don't care if they give me life. I get all of my life from you.
Yo.
And if love you had a price, I would pay my life for you.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, okay. How'd you like that track, man?
I was feeling that track. I was listening to the words and everything. I need to get that CD though, for real, or I need to digitally download it.
Yes.
Digitally download it.
It's a hot album for sure.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna chime in here. I'm chiming in here, man. This is DJ J Rage. Showing some love to the
brothers. What's up, baby?
Just up in here showing some love to the Bugs and Black Radio Show, man. Hey, it was highly entertaining, bro.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, man. Hey, thank you for the mix. We just played it about the first of the show. Thank you so much, man.
Right. Yeah, I caught that, man. There's many more to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know if you met Matthew Black next. This is DJ J Rage, our official DJ for the Bugs and Black Show.
That's what's up. What's up?
That's what's up. Hey, man, if you want, we can have you interview you on the show next week. You know, talk about your DJ career, what you like to do and everything. We'll have you on next week for sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up. Well, we got 20 seconds left, and you know, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the first show of the Bugs and Black Radio Show, blogtalkradio.com. Les, you got any last words?
Just peace out. Looking forward to next week. I'll catch y'all then.
Absolutely. DJ J-Rez, you got any last words, brother?
Yeah, man. Just have everybody, man, keep the peace, man. Get out there this weekend. Show out. Stay out of the heat. Stay hydrated, all that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. For sure. All right, y'all. This is Mr. Bugs, baby. We will see you next week, next Tuesday, 9:30. Until then, one love.